All right, Adam Team Cirillo, Southwick, first moto, good. We can build on that. We can work on it. It's not amazing, but it was good. And then second moto, probably not so stoked.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I set the bar pretty high last year, won a couple nationals, you know, so it's like that's what I want to do now, and I understand that people like expect me to win because I'm capable of winning, but to be honest with you, I'm not really – I mean, I don't know. I guess I am because I won a moto at High Point, but yeah, I'm just in a kind of a weird spot. I don't know. I feel like
you're a guy, and the High Point thing, I feel like you can win at any time. Maybe you're going to tell us you can't, but that's where I'm at, where I'm like, this kid gets a start. If things are flowing, he can knock off a win.
Yeah, it just – I got to be perfect in terms of, like, flowing and everything, not to get this thing, like, super tight. I got to, like, barely hold on kind of, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still had good pace today. Like, I went fast in practice and had some good pace in the beginning of both motos. I passed some dudes. I didn't get great starts, so I don't know what place I got. Did I get sixth, fifth?
I thought you got fifth overall, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I want to win. I'm paid to win. Like, that's my goal. And, I know what's in there. So, I guess I would be way more frustrated if I couldn't, like, point to something and be like, I think this is what's holding me back. Yeah. If I've just regressed and everybody's getting better and I'm just like, oh, man, like, what's happening? Then I would be maybe hitting the panic button. But it's like at this point, it is what it is, and I'm just doing my best. So
yeah, you qualify fastest. You're like, okay, I can go there. Right, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got to at least show – I at least got to show I got it, yeah, you know.
Little.
I don't like God. I said God. I'd like to retract that statement and say still have it. Okay. Still got it sounds a little bit illiterate.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it does. Little known fact about Southwick. Tough track to pass on. Everything kind of funnels into one thing.
Super tough. I even got a text from Kenny after the first moto, and he told me – that the track was he said I love this. He texted me, you know, because he passed me pretty aggressive, almost took me down. Yep. He almost took me down, and he's like, yo dude, he's like, sorry, like our lines came together, you know, classic, like I didn't think you're gonna cut back that much. And I'm like it's all good, bro. But then he's at the end of his text, he's like, but at the same time the track was super fucking hard to pass on. so
I really had to make something happen.
Basically what he's saying is you were hitting the deck, like, yeah, if you had to. And I'm like, respect, like, whatever. But yeah, it was super hard to pass. Even like in the beginning of the first moto, I felt like I had some more pace than Plessinger and Barsha in front of me, and it's like I totally stalled out behind AP, and then that was it.
I saw you make a run at him once after the old finish, and then yeah, almost like he screws you up your flow, and then he pulls away.
Yeah, I was really good in the fast stuff, and then the slow tight stuff I wasn't very good in.
You know the old finish I'm talking about?
There's two old finish lines. So
very good. There is. I thought I was putting it more like this kid is not going to remember the original.
Nick told me the same thing. He was talking about when I raced, it was the original on the way far left side, yeah, of the track. And I'm like, no, the last time you raced in like 08-09, it was in the middle after the mechanics area coming the other way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So you corrected him on that. Yeah. So after the old finish line, you made a run at AP, kind of almost hit his back tire and then or whatever. And then he got away.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, AP's been riding good. It's good to see him. It's funny, man. I was thinking about that last week. You know, everybody's super stoked on AP, and, like, it was, you know, he had a few couple, you know, tough couple years with some injuries first getting on the 450s and stuff, and it's, like, it's cool to see him, you know, be riding. Obviously, I want to, you know, be better than him, but it's cool to see him doing
You're
well.
You're the guy that sucks and is overpaid, and now he is you.
Correct. Yeah, I'm spoiled. I got an RV now. Yeah. You know,
when do I get to stay in the RV at a national? Osborne finally, after 2 years, Osborne said I could do it, and then now he's out. So,
how clean are you?
Very clean.
We can make something happen for some dollar amount, of some sort.
Osborne didn't mention anything. Like that was just like a buddy's thing.
I haven't read observations in a while, but I can't imagine you have too many great things to say about me right now. So maybe tighten that up, and then we'll talk.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. I'm rattled right now because I really thought the answer would just be like, yes. I really thought, like, let's do it.
Catch me after a moto win or something.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that. I should have been there at High Point.
I'm a racer. I'm emotional, you know. Catch me on a high.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming by and stopping, and we'll see you next week at Millville.
Thank you, sir.